many years ago lived Captain Wayne, the pirate, whose fame is seldom known. They say he was the scourge of six of the seven seas.
Hey, ahoy there, mateys. It's time for episode number 13 of the Mad Music Podcast, a half-hour podcast of mad music and silly stuff brought to you by madmusic.com. I be your host, Captain Wayne.
No, this cannot be.
And each week or so, I play demented fun, music, and strange recordings on a particular topic, except for tonight. We'll get to that in a minute. With the help of my co-producer, Stavro, we'll try to entertain you each week with a little fun, see where this journey takes us, and try to enjoy yourselves. If you want to contact me, you can email me at wayne@madmusic.com. You can post a message on one of our forums on madmusic.com, or you can call our toll-free 800 number. 1-800-689-8312. Now, this week's topic is Biggles Flies Undone, another show about nothing in particular. So we really don't have a topic. It's just whatever we want to play. The title is from yet another Monty Python reference. It's from the famous Lemon Curry episode, in which it's announced that the next episode of The Adventures of Biggles, which was the first sketch, will be called Biggles Flies Undone. So, well, here it is. Let's start off with the great Luke Ski.
And the one and the two and the yabba dabba doo.
You kids have heard of Flintstones, Space Ghost, and Scooby-Doo, and Yogi Bear and Jetsons, but have you heard of Shmoo? We'll sit right down and I'll tell you, young gentlemen and ladies, about cartoons we watched throughout the 70s and 80s.
Hell, it's the Hair Bear Bunch!
They're making their escape, took off with the banana splits along with a grape ape.
Grape ape.
Captain Caveman crashed the Herculoid's cave without warning. It turned our brains to guacamole each Saturday morning.
Hanna! Barbera!
Every lass and every lady who's your oggy doggy daddy.
Hanna! Barbera!
It's the Hanna-Barbera Polka!
Yes, in 57, William Hanna and Joseph Barbera teamed up to create such classic shows as Frankenstein Jr. and the Impossibles, The Amazing Chan and the Chan Clan, and the ever-popular Partridge Family 2200 AD.
Hong Kong Fooey!
Dastardly and Muttley were both nasty flying aces. Meanwhile, Mitz Pitstop and the Dukes were all in wacky races.
Wheelie and the Chopper Bunch,
Hell's Angels just for kids. Speed Buggy was a witness when Devin hit the skids. Dino-Mutt's like Scooby-Doo if he was bulletproof. Then there's the Funky Phantom who was just a ghostly poof. Where'd their ideas come from? It never took too long. Before the pencils quick draw, they took their El Kabong.
Hanna! Barbera!
We tried to drown the Smurfs, those dorks, but they just evolved into snorts.
Hanna! Barbera!
It's the Hanna-Barbera Polka!
Zoinks! Jinkies!
Bam!
Yaki Doodle! Squiggly Diddly! Pixie! Dixie! Up and Adam! Adam Ant! Yippee! Yappy! Yahoo!
The folks to solve a mystery were ne'er in short supply, with one tiny exception being Inchi Private Eye.
Just call Clue Club!
Baby Jabberjaw could do the trick. A fish musician sounds like Curly stealing Rodney Schnick. Some TV shows like Morgan Midney turned to Stranger Things, like Gary Coleman as an angel trying to earn his wings. Laverne and Shirley joined the army simply for a lark. When they made a show with Fonzie, they finally jumped the shark.
Hey!
Hanna! Barbera!
Johnny Quest fights villain Plotter, Super Harlem Globetrotters.
Hanna! Barbera!
It's the Hanna-Barbera!
Wow, I hate you, beast!
It's the Hanna-Barbera!
Tune in next time for the Filmation Tango.
Rest assured that this
it's all completely legal and your safety will not be compromised. Please direct your attention to the stationary object hanging perfectly still. Also, it doesn't move. You may experience a slight bit of numbness as it completely robs you of your free will. Now dance for me, pretty. Look directly at the floating polystyrene head of Isaac Newton. Your hands are covered with blood and all your friends are dead. You can't remember what you've done. This is your curse and it can't be reversed. So you better learn to live. Pray you don't get worse.
Eat a gallon of candy. Eat 2 gallons of candy corn. Eat your name to candy corn. Sir Rutherford ate candy corn the third. Pick up your grandmother's crate where the battery clamps the beans don't get in. Replace every CD drawer at the music store's recordings of your own gastrointestinal noises. Call it the Black Eyed Peas.
Each afternoon at 3:18, you will have nightmarish visions involving C. Everett Koop
and a misplaced banana.
You will dine with the crowdheads of Europe. Tell them all their hair smells like cat poop.
Keep it classy.
When you apply for a loan at the bank, you'll only wear a bright magenta thong
and kabuki makeup.
And when you hear the chorus of Hey Jude, you'll feel compelled to sing along.
Be the Goofy Boys!
Look directly at the floating polystyrene head, and your brain's frozen. Next thing you know, you're shoving jalapenos up your nose, trying to lick the postman. This is why you're not invited to parties, and why your credit rating's a mess. It's why you lost custody of the kids when you showed up to court in your mom's prom dress.
Now freak out!
Thank you. forever, Senor Argolis. Now tell us, where are the aardvarks?
And there's our first set for this week's show. We started off with the Great Luke Ski from 2009 with the Hanna-Barbera Polka from the Fump Volume 18, as well as his new album, Be Amused By Me, available in the MP3 store over at madmusic.com, and you can visit Luke at lukeski.com. Then we had something brand new from Kobe LaCroix, Look Directly at the Floating Polystyrene Head. I do like that song quite a bit, also in our music store, and you can visit him at zencavern.com. And then we had the Amoeba People from last year with the mysterious disappearance or non-existence of the roadside entity known as the Asphalt Aardvark. You can visit him at them at amoebapeople.com or amoebapeople.tumblr.com. And that is a reference to Asphalt Aardvarks, which has kind of been for many years an ongoing on a little item of Stavros that he's been talking about on his blog, as well as a number of other entities. Just, if you have a chance, go read Stavro's blog. He does have some interesting input at times, including about Asphalt Aardvarks. Normally, we would have movie news right here, but we're not going to. I'm going to skip this, and I'm going to skip Sci-Fi Update this week, mainly because the show is already late. It should have been done last night. I was busy doing home repairs and didn't have time. And it's Super Bowl Sunday, and I still have to do tonight's two-hour show. And it's already afternoon, and so I've just got to get this done. I'm going to skip it. We'll come back with the movie news and Sci-Fi Update next week. And now, here's a little skit by Cirque du Soit.
Hey, Susan. I know you're a pro dieter by now, so I need some dieting advice. What can I do to lose all this weight? What I'm doing now isn't working.
I swear by Jenny Craig, but I've put most of the weight back on now. What have you been trying?
Good old-fashioned calorie counting is it. Say, David, what dieting methods have you tried?
Atkins, Weight Watchers, South Beach, I've tried them all. Nothing's worked. I wish there was a better way.
Fear not. I have the perfect new solution for all of you.
What is it?
It's a revolutionary new method called staying fat.
Staying fat?
Staying fat is a low-impact, high-calorie lifestyle system.
But how does it work?
You don't need exercise, and you don't need to buy an all-new wardrobe. In fact, you can eat all the foods you want, as much as you want, while still staying fat.
That sounds too good to be true. What's the catch?
Only the catch of the day at Red Lobster. Yes, this simple, user-friendly method fits into anyone's schedule. In fact, unlike most diets, staying fat succeeds 95% of the time.
What other advantages are there to staying fat?
With staying fat, you get more TV watching time, extended internet access hours, you'll be easier to find in a crowd, you'll get extra room on the bus because people won't want to sit next to you, nobody will ask you to help them move, you'll be harder to kidnap, you'll get more surface area for all you tattoo enthusiasts, and women's breasts will stay nice and big, as will the men's.
Wait a minute. This is one of those plans where you have to buy only certain expensive foods, isn't it?
To the contrary. Staying Fat's menu is limitless. Just listen to some of our recommended food items.
Chicken fried bacon, bacon fried chicken, fried chicken bacon, fried bacon chicken, chocolate covered pork rinds, nacho cheese cupcakes, french fry flavored potato chips, battered deep fried steak, a gallon of ice cream and a stick of butter, frosty pickle malts, fruits or vegetables encased in a block of caramel or cheese, a pony, and a 32 gallon drum of goddamn chili.
I want a pony.
Wow!
That's amazing!
How do I sign up?
To sign up, just send 13 easy payments of $42.27 to Staying Fat, 239 Taft Avenue, Sheboygan, Wisconsin, 53147. Or set up automated payments at our website, www.gravitationalpull.com.
Be sure to sign up on our mailing list so you can get in on the ground floor for our next level in development, Getting Fatter.
Gotta sign up for the email.
Staying Fat Incorporated is not responsible for heart attacks, diabetes, strokes, death, the accidental trampling of pets, or anything else that happens anytime, anywhere, ever. Offer void in Ethiopia.
It's raining men from the sky, it's human precipitation. It's raining men from the sky, it's human precipitation. It's raining men from the sky, it's human precipitation. It's raining men from the sky, it's human precipitation.
You better watch your head, 'cause here comes Ned. He's quite well dressed.
Umbrellas won't save you from the guys that are dropping. They're falling quite rapidly, you better get hopping. The men from the sky are showing no signs of stopping. They're coming down thicker than a hot fudge topping. Three big things fall from the sky. Almost got a bald spot in my eye. Kinda makes you wanna cry. I'll tell you the reason why I hate seeing eligible bachelors die. You better watch out, ladies. They're gonna land on your Mercedes. Here comes Dan. He's gonna smash your minivan. From the sky, it's human precipitation. It's raining men. From the sky, it's human precipitation. It's raining men. From the sky, it's human precipitation. It's raining men. From the sky, it's human precipitation.
Just when you think they're gone, then here comes John. He's falling on your.
These stinky men from the construction site. It's getting kind of dark because they're blocking all the light. Why is all this happening? It just ain't right. There's dude pizza everywhere. Don't order out tonight. It smells a nasty mixture of blood and cologne. I've never seen so much testosterone. Lots of mega bodies, flesh and bone. There's one guy impaled on a traffic cone. You better watch out, G. He's falling on your SUV. Here comes Jack. He'll crush your Cadillac. It's raining. From the sky, it's human precipitation. It's raining men. From the sky, it's human precipitation. It's raining men. From the sky, it's human precipitation. It's raining men. From the sky, it's human precipitation.
Go, dead guy. Go, dead guy. Go, go. Go, dead guy. Go, dead guy. Go, dead guy. Go, go. Go, dead guy. Go, dead guy. Go, dead guy. Go.
This one needs a bit of setup and help, and I think we have enough people to do this tonight. This is the most evil song I've ever written. We're going to divide this audience into three groups. And people over here, you are the sex group. If I point to this side of the room, I need you to all scream out, sex, can you do that?
Sex!
Awesome. This is the middle of the room, you're going to be the drugs group, so let your little straight edge ideas go. And when I point at you, I need you to scream, drugs, can you do that? Last night, straight edge capital of the fucking world, we had like one guy, drugs! Then he got his ass kicked. Anyway, over here we have the Satan group, the most evil group of all. I want to hear some Bruce Dickinson, I want to hear some Rob Halpern, and I want to hear some Tom Arias. Let's do it now. Satan!
Satan!
Awesome, all right.
Drugs! Drugs!
Wait, I, I'm, I'm still torn by the weakness of the sex group right now. I guess we need some people from over here to... We need some drugs to help the sex. All right, let's try this again now. On what your parents think all your music sounds like.
From 2007, Worm Quartet with What Your Parents Think All Your Music Sounds Like, from the Fump Volume 3, yes, 27 albums ago, as well as his album Mental Notes. And you can find Worm Quartet over at FlamingMayo.com, and you can get that song in our music store. And before that was TV's Kyle with It's Raining Men, also from 2007. Visit him at TV'sKyleBand.com. And then we started off with Cirque du Soir with Staying Fat from last year, the Funk Volume 28, available in our music store as well. And now here's one also available in our music store, but not recently done. This is from 1953. Here's Yogi Jorgensen.
Since my mother-in-law came to live with us, I'm convinced more than ever before that I should have got hit with shrapnel during the First World War. She keeps telling me how my wife works so hard and my job is so easy, you sure. While my wife slaves in that hot kitchen, I work down in a cool sewer. She talks and talks about her aches and pains. She just yammer and yammer and yammer. The only time she ever smiled at me was when I hit my finger with a hammer. When she calls up her friends every hour or so, I just wish I was deaf as a stone. Then I wouldn't be forced to hear her talking like this on the phone.
Hello, Lena. This is Gertrude. Oh, I'm weak as a pussycat. Yeah, I just feel all loose and droopy. How is your symptoms, Lena? Oh, my, that's exactly the way Mrs. Jensen was. Yeah, well, we all got to go sometime. My blood pressure is up high again. Yeah, my blood pressure is so high that when mosquitoes bite me, they explode. Yeah, I told my son-in-law, but I get no sympathy from him. What can you expect from a son-in-law that gives you a bottle of milk and magnesia on Mother's Day? And when I was on my diet and lost 4 ounces the first month, he says, you ain't losing weight. You got a slow leak. Yeah, he should go to one of them physique colleges. He's got a split personality, you know. Yeah, he's a regular Dr. Jekyll and Horace Hyde. But he don't bother me none. I always look at the bright side of things. Well, I call you tomorrow, Lena, if I'm still around. I want to tune in the radio now. Yeah, I always listen to just plain bilious. Farewell then, Lena. Farewell.
If the fellow who wrote that song, Home Sweet Home, had to live with my wife's dear old ma, every word of his song would be censored if he had my mother-in-law.
close my eyes. A minute more, the sun will rise and paint the bright blue sky with yellow gold. I'll be dead asleep by then, shut up in this box again until it's gone.
That's our final segment for this week. That's Yogi Jorgensen was the starter there with Mother-in-Law from 1953. Find out more about him at yogijorgensen.com. Then we had Insane Ian with When the World Ends, new from this year. Of course, Insane Ian was the top artist of last year in the Dementia Top 20 for 2011 because he had 16 songs in the Top 50 countdown. At the end of the year, so 16 out of 50 were his, so he's definitely last year's best. Visit him at insaneian.com, and you can get that song in our store at madmusic.com. Then we had Jonathan Colton with Blue Sunny Day, an ELO-style parody about a vampire from 2009, available on his album The Aftermath, and you can find him at jonathancolton.com. Well, that's it for this podcast. I'll be back next Saturday with another podcast, and I'll also have a movie news and sci-fi update for you. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at sci-fi_tweets. That's sci-fi, S-C-I-F-I, underscore tweets. I know I did close to 500 tweets this past week all about what's going on in science fiction. So, yeah, follow me. And then we'll have that show next week by Saturday night at 10 o'clock. That's the plan. So until next week, this is Captain Wayne reminding you to visit our website, madmusic.com, where you can find out how to contact all of these artists. Well, everybody except Yogi. Harry Stewart passed away some time ago. But you can also purchase copies of their works in our store. You can request songs and skits in our forums. You can participate with your blog on your Madspace page. You can also listen to over 37,000 song samples, 1,500 free streaming shows, and over 1,200 videos. This show is copyright 2012 Mad Music Productions, LLC. All rights reserved. I'll see you next week. Oh, by the way, stay tuned tonight for our two-hour show over at madmusic.com and enjoy the Super Bowl.
It's a life for me. We hoist the Jolly Roger. We sail the seven seas. One day I was drinking rum and watching birds fly by.